This is Karti class, 2023, Radha Kundam, discussing Radharasudhaniti by Prabodhananda Saraswati with the wonderful illuminating commentaries of Sri Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. And the subject we're presenting is Sri Radharani and her Manjaris. This is text 111. New verse. Shame chaturutani kurvati saha lapan pranetri maya krinane chatukula palavamaho hunkritya mam drakshasi vibrane bhujavalam ulasitya roma shaja Sajalan Kritam. Translation. O Shame, which is Radharani. Once when you are speaking, so this is a Manjari talking. Manjari speaking this verse, recollecting a conversation that she had in her Manjari through her sadhana Siddhadeya in the Kunja Lila with Radharani, and she's recalling a conversation that Radharani had with the Manjari. So Radharani is very close and near and dear to her Manjaris. So the Manjari says, O Shame, once when you are speaking with me, at the time you're speaking to me, Krishna comes to flatter you. Why is he coming to flatter Radharani? Because she's been angry at him because she's in Man. She's in a huff, a love sulk, they call it love sulk. So Krishna comes flattering Radharani and he grabs her garments. So Radharani yells at Krishna and looks at me, looks at the Manjari, as if she's saying, who does this boy think he is? Like, who is he? Just grab my cloth. I'm Vrindavaneshri, I'm Radharani, I'm Ishri, I'm Srimati. Who does he think he is? When then Shyam Krishna holds Radharani's vine-like arm, at that time Radharani becomes adorned with a garland of thrill bumps of ecstasy. So Krishna pulls her cloth and Radharani gives him a rejecting, contrary look, and speaks to her, Manjari, totally ignoring Krishna. What is this guy doing? Who is this guy? Where he came from? Who led him over here? Then when Krishna holds her arm, then she breaks out with bumps of joy in her body, because he feels the touch of Krishna. But she's playing like I'm not interested and wants to ignore Krishna. Radharani is pretending to ignore Krishna, externally ignoring, internally accepting. Externally saying no, internally saying yes. It's a very common dichotomy in man-woman dealings. Yes means no, no means yes. There's a different kind of language on that intimacy level. So we'll look at the word for word. Oh, I don't think it. So he grabs her arm, she becomes like that. And the conclusion of this scene that the Manjari's recollecting had seen in her Siddhadeya is that when will I see your smiling face, Radharani, as your form becomes merged in Ras? So it's a recollection of a sweet exchange with the Manjari and Radharani in relation to Krishna's overtures for attention and to win the heart of Radharani. And it's also a prayer of the sadhaka to have a darshan of Radharani. So we'll look at the word for word, this nice Sanskrit. O Shame means Shama. And we say Shama Sham Ki Jai. Shama is Krishna, Shama is is Shama is Radharani and Shama is Krishna. So Chaturutani Kurvanti. Chaturutani Kurvanti Alapan. Krishna is speaking with flattering words. And then he extends his arm, Pranetri, Pranetri Maya, Grinani, Dukulam. He snatches her Dukula, and then it says that Radharani Hunkrita Mam Draksyasi. It just says that in a translation that Radharani yells at Krishna. Yelling is one thing, but Hunkrita is something else more than yelling. Mothers always yell at their kids. But Hunkrita is also Hunkar. Hunkar is described as a sound that is so loud that it shakes the coverings of the universe. So that's really loud. Every Sanskrit word has a specific meaning, although the English translation is a little mild. Radharani yelled, "What are you doing?" But she roared like a lion. It's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat when Advaitacharya was roaring in Kirtan City, he was roaring like a lion. Haribo, Haribo, dancing ecstasy. It was all the way to covering the universe. So Radharani was thunderously yelling at Krishna. It didn't scare him at all. He grabbed her arm. After she did Hunkar and roared like a lion, he said, "What kind of lion are you?" He grabbed her arm. So she was a pretty weak lion. But Radharani, so there's a, that's basically word for word. And then Roma, Harsha, and when Krishna touched her, hairs of her body stood on end. Ulasitaya, Roma, so her arms became decorated with blissful bumps on her arms. Vali, and Vali means her vine-like arms, or thin arms. So, the saying, Dristva, Dristva tam Rasalina Murti. When will I see this Rasa Murti, this form of Radharani that's made of Ras? I want to see this form of Radharani, this relishing mother of Ras, in this exchange with Krishna in the Kunja. His attempts to break Radharani's anger and man. Radharani is softening gradually because she's smiling. It says, Pashyami Hasyam Tata. Hasya means smile. Pashyami means manifesting a smile. So she manifests a slight smile. So Manji wants to see that smile and see that face of Radharani and hear that roaring Radharani yelling at Krishna. So let's look at the commentary. So, the Sakis understand that Radhika's proud huff or haughty mood, her love sulk and man is over. So at that time they send Nagaramani, Krishna, into the Kunja to meet Srimati. Nagaraj is very eager to meet Radhika. So because of this he starts flattering her. But Srimati pretends not to see Krishna and not hear him, and continues talking with her maidservant. You saw anybody? You hear anything? I hear anything. So cold shoulder, ignoring. That's pretty good. Continues talking with her maidservant. Such an emotional ornament is called, Bhavalankar is called Vivoka. It's described usually in the money by Rupa Goswami. When the heroine, when the Nayaka Radharani proudly pretends, key word here, pretends to ignore the attentive hero Krishna, although inwardly she immensely desires Krishna. Same old, same old. Rupa Goswami describes this in Rishunilamani with an example of Radharani showing indifference, neglect, ignoring Krishna. One day, Radharani is stringing a flower garland for Krishna. And she continues stringing the garland even when Krishna appears before her, pretends not to see him. Then Shama Sakhi says, "Hey Sakhi, Krishna is waiting for you and staring at your lotus face. Oh, bewildered girl, how amazing. You show indifference, you keep stringing your flower mala with a smile on your face. How inconceivably grave is your mood of indifference." So indifference means vivoka. It's a type of sanchari bhav called bhavalankar, ornamentation of mood of indifference. So she's smiling. So Ananda's comments, this indifference is a very elevated way of serving Krishna. Krishna is very attracted to such a sweet, indifferent girl. In a transcendental vision, the Manjari sees Radhika speaking with Krishna, pretending not to see or hear Shyam, who is standing before her, flattering her. Nagar is so eager to enjoy Radhika's sweetness that he pulls out her scarf, her dhopatta. But Radharani yells at him and stares at the kingri as if in wonder, as if she's telling with her eyes, "Save me from the hands of this debauchee, this lumpot. Bachao, bachao, save me." How many streams of sweetness are gushing from this mood of Radharani? Shyam greedily then pulls Radharani's arm, causing Nagari Mani to smile and her bodily hairs to stand erect in ecstasy because of Krishna's touch. It seems to the kinkari as if Srimati's form merges in the ras. In other words, she starts relishing ras. Srimati is rasa swadan personified, personification of tasting ras. But now she merges with the taste of ras herself, becoming one with it. The kinkari, observing and feeling all these sensations that Radharani is feeling, observing all her activities and movements, relishes all this through Shama Sundara. There's no limit to her transcendental bliss. So that's a short lila. There's no real tika commentary on Tattva or Siddhanta here. It's just something to meditate on, prayers for meditation. Except you can draw a point from the conclusion of the verse. It says, "Pashyami hasyam tata." When will I see you smiling? When I see you smiling, Drishwa Twam Rasalina Murti. I see your form, which is personification of Ras, Madhura Ras, anchor to see that form. So in essence, what this part of the Sloka 111, the Manjari is praying for Darshan and Radharani. This is a theme throughout the writings of the Goswamis when they're giving direct or indirect instructions to sarakas of Manjari Bhav and Raghunuga Bhakti in general, and Manjari Bhav sadhana specifically. Hankering for and hoping for and intensely desiring the darshan of Radharani and Krishna. This repetitive theme is not taboo, is not forbidden, it's desirable And one should cultivate an intense desire to be with Krishna, to serve Krishna, to see Krishna. So that concludes the points of this verse as we see it. 6.1.12. O Rasika Shekhar Spurati Kopi Brindatavi Nikundanava Nagari Kushiki Shura Kali Priya Karotu Sakripam Saki Prakat Purna Natyutsava Nija Priyatama Pade Rasamaye Dadad Yashira Ayashira Asan Head. Translation. The master of connoisseurs means tasters of ras, who is fond of playing with the breasts of his adolescent lady loves in the kunj, appears in Vrindavan, relishing the act of offering obeisances to his sucky girlfriends. And when he does that, he feels like it's a festival. Nati Utsav. And carrying the lotus feet of Radharani on his head is the perfection of having a head. May Krishna, now it's interesting, usually the sucky mantri is praying to Radharani for various forms of kripa, acceptance, for darshan, for seva, for mercy, for love, for protection, many things directed towards Radharani. So this verse, the angle is towards Krishna. May Krishna mercifully give me a place at Radharani's delicious lotus feet too. Because Krishna is offering his head at Radharani's feet, the mantri sees that and says, "Wow, you're a lucky guy. You're offering your head at Radharani's feet. I want to offer my head there too. So you're doing it, so can you bless me to do it too? It looks like you know how to do it very nicely." So let's look at the word for word. Rasika Shekhar Swarti Kobrindavan Tavi. In the forest of Vrindavan, Rasika Shekhar Shri Krishna. Shekhar means the crown, the top of the temple, the dome, highest possible point of relishing and experiencing and witnessing and feeling and tasting ras is experienced by Shri Krishna and not by Vishnu, Ram or any other avatar. So he's Rasika Shekhar. And he's manifest Swarti. He's manifesting that form of ras in Vrindavan, not in Mathura, not in Dwarka, not in Kurukshetra, not in Hastinapur. Of course, nowhere in Vaikuntha also, or Ayodhya. Nikunjanava Nagari, Kuchakishora Kali Priya. This is Nikunja, everyone knows Nikunja. Nava, he's Kali, he's playing with the breasts of his Nagaris, his lady loves. His Kishori Nagaris, his youthful teenage, Radharani's 14 years old, Krishna's 15. So they're all teenagers having fun. This is Krishna's idea of having fun. He's playing with all the Rajakishori's breasts in the kunjas of Vrindavan. That's that line. Krotis Sakripam Saki Prakat Puranatyasva. So here he's praying for mercy. Please give me mercy. Kripa, he's praying to Sakis Prakat Purna Nati Utsav. So Krishna experiences a Purna Utsav. Utsav means a festival, a time of enjoyment, happiness, pleasure. And it's a complete festival which Krishna manifests in the Kunja when he falls at the feet of Radharani and holds him on his head. It says, Nati Utsav. So one would hardly think that offering dandavats to some devotee or offering obeisances to some devotee is actually a festival. Festival means a happy moment, dancing, happy heart, happy mind, happy body, everything happy. So Krishna finds Utsav in offering dandavats. Dandavat Utsav. Nati means obeisances, means dandavats. To go somewhere else, can we mention the other day? Sankhya Purva Gana Nama Gana Nati B. Nati B. Rupa and Raghunath Goswami were always offering so many dandavats to each other and other Vaishnavas and Radha and Krishna. So that's something to think about. What do we think we offer Bhidhava? I don't know. Here's this sannyasi, here's this guru. This is, I have to offer Bhidhava. I don't want this guy. Maybe they all think it's a festival. But Krishna thinks it's a festival. At least when he puts his hand around my seat. And who's that Rani? Nija Priyatam. Nija Priyatam Pade Rasamai. She's Nija means my own dearest of the dearest of the dear, Sakhi Radharani. My Priyatam Pade, the dearest seat of Radharani. There's nothing more dear to Krishna than the loving seat of Radharani. And Shira, he wants to hold those feet on his head. That's why I often say, I repeat it 1,000 times a month, I think. How to get perfection in bhajan is by two pairs of feet. Keep your head on the feet of the guru and keep Krishna's feet in your heart. Krishna in the heart, guru on the head. That's a good idea. Humble submission, save and surrender to Sri Guru, his feet, and worship of Krishna in the heart of hearts, with your heart of hearts. So we can discuss some points of the verse. There's some Leela describes surrounding this idea of Krishna playing with the Kishoris and the Kunj. The offering his obeisances. Dandas Babaji describes, after enjoying Radhika's submissive Dakshin Bhav, submissive mood, Madhav now wants to relish the sweetness of Radhika's unsubmissive mood, Vama Svabhav. After all, he is Radhika Shekhar, the master relisher, taster. It says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Krishna likes to get chastised. When his beloved is angry, Krishna says, when my beloved Sakhi is angry at me and chastising me, I feel happy. I don't even pay attention to the Rig Veda Stuti. Stutis and prayers from Rig Veda doesn't mean anything to me compared to being rebuked and chastised by my Sakhi lovers. Krishna's mastership in relishing mellows is fully manifest. In other words, his Rasika Shekhartwa, his tendency to be Rasika Shekhar, his tendency to be Rasika Shekhar is fully manifest when he's relishing with the gopis. In the Srimad Bhagavatam and Dwarka Lila, we can see Krishna joking with Rukmini. He wants to relish Rukmini's anger and see Rumio enter a state of mind, unfavorable mood. So he's trying to incite her mind by all kinds of clever talks that Rumio doesn't like too much. But Rumio was not, wasn't in such a playful mood. She took Krishna's joke seriously. And he said, "You made a mistake marrying me. You know, I'm a poor guy, I don't have much money. Shishabal has a whole Bihar kingdom. I just have this little island in the ocean. I don't have any mountains, I don't have any jewels, I don't have any wealth. I didn't get anything from my father, I'm like a beggar. And these kings are so powerful. This Jarasandh beat me up 17 times when he attacked Mathura. I lost 17 times. And the last time he attacked, I ran away. Of course, I became famous as Ranchor. Ranchor, big Mandir Gujarat Ranchor. Ranchor by Bhagavan Ranchor Dev, Sri Krishna's form as a coward. Worshipping the coward avatar. Not avatar, but Saravatari Bhagavan. Sarvottam Purnatam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, who is famous as running away from the battle. What a powerful kshatriya. Red Shorji. But Rumini was not very playful. She's too serious type. Some people are very serious. They don't laugh enough. So Rumini faded and fearfully fell to the ground like a banana tree cut down by a tufan. Whirlwind, and the tree goes. When the winds blow is heavy in Navadvip, it's called Vaishakhi, in the late afternoon, in the summer season, wind comes down the Ganga from Bangladesh, comes backwards up the Ganga. It's called Vaishakhi, and it hits all the banana groves, and the banana trees start spinning around like a top, and they fall, they get cut down. Boom, they fall down. So she fell like that, described Mahavatam. So what did Krishna do? He rescued her. He really showed forearms. He sprouted forearms. He showed forearms. The Dwarka, he shows forearms. And he picked up Rukmini with two arms and fixed her hair braid with the other two, with one, and wiped the tears from her eyes with one hand. So it's helpful to have forearms sometimes. In a case like that, you only had 2 hours to be in trouble. That's the original multitasker. Everybody wants to be multitasker. Cook your phone, cook your meal, take online classes while you're cooking, and give milk to your breast milk to your baby, and answer the phone to your husband. That's called multitasker. Looking at online class on the computer, kitchen, talking to your husband on the phone, having a video on your breast, and stirring the subject. Pretty ambidextrous. Oh, I skipped some here. So in order to rouse the sweetness of Radhika's mind, Krishna tells says Radharani. So this particular juncture, this section of the Leela of Radharani ignoring Krishna and Radharani showing man and ignoring Krishna in her mood of man, and Krishna is flattering her and trying to get her to break her mind. Then Krishna calls Radharani Chandravali. And what happens when Krishna calls Radharani Chandravali? Heads are going like this. I don't know. I fear for Krishna's life. Krishna says, "Oh, Priya Chandra, after speaking a half sentence, Krishna pretends to realize his mistake. Raika assumes that Krishna accidentally wants to speak the name of a rival, Chandavali. And Radharani became silent out of man, proud anger. Krishna now continues his broken sentence saying, Priya Chandranani. He tries to recover himself, do some fancy footwork. Fancy footwork and get back on his feet. You know, he's stumbling, falling down. Anane means face, and Chandra, oh, you're Chandramukhi, your face like a full moon. You're not a robe, you're not a serious one, you're not Deepavali, you're not Chandravi, you're Chandranani. Why are you so angry with me? Radhika angrily frowns her eyebrows and says, at this time, Radharani looks like Chandi. A very ferocious form of Ma Durga. And she said, oh, hey, can you conceal the loud sound of a thunderclap? And when a thunder is going boom, you try to put a blanket over or something, cover the sound. You stuck your foot in your mouth, now you're trying to get it out. Your foot is size 10, your mouth is size 8. You can't get it out. You're stuck there. Then Radharani goes on. He doesn't even say the name, by the way. It's interesting. So in the future, if you're ever going to talk about Chandravali, you should say, the granddaughter of Kerala. Not Kerala. Kerala you eat. Or Kerala you chest. Kerala. So Rai said, that granddaughter Kerala always plays in your heart. Don't try to hide your mistake by suddenly changing the word into Chananane. Oh, Ishwar, I offer my obeisance to you. Pranams, Prabhu. Get lost. I have two words to say to you. Get lost. My obeisance to you from a distance. Go to that girl who your heart desires. Exclamation point. Boom. Thus Swamini frowns her eyebrows and falls silent. Krishna is very attractive to Srimati's enchanting beauty at this time. And he thinks to himself, wow, this is fun. He's so mean, huh? And he quotes, Babaji Maharajananda quotes the verse from Yudhakta Madhav. Radha's beautiful face, the beautiful face at this time, when she's afflicted by feelings of anger, her eyebrows defeat the beauty of Cupid's bow that is victorious in erotic battle, and her eyes defeat the lotus flower and beauty is pleasing my mind. This is Krishna speaking. It's a quote from Vidagda Madhava, Krishna glorifying Radha's face and mind. So Krishna goes, the Leela goes on, Krishna's getting deeper and deeper in hot water. Yeah, we have a phrase in English, out of the frying pan, into the fire. The frying pan is there, you're frying some french fries, and you jump out, the french fry jumps out of the fire, you get totally cooked and burned. So now Krishna's out of the frying pan, into the fire. Every country has their own phrases. At least you're getting doubly, directly fried. You know? No pan intervening. Krishna tries all kinds of ways and means to pacify Radhika's anger, but to no avail. Finally, he takes shelter of the Sakis. Manjari is also a Saki. He offers obeisance to them, not in just an empty, dry way, but to get his desires fulfilled. He offers obeisance with motivation, ulterior motive, like everything that everyone does in this world. I give this to you, I'll take interest in 2 days. You don't know it, but I'm going to collect it. By force. These obeisances of Krishna are like a veritable festival of joy for him. There's nothing more Krishna likes to do after he gets in the fire to offer obeisances to the sakis to get the fire put out. It's a Nati Utsav. It's a festival of obeisances. Why do you say a festival? Because it's all related to his Mother Utsav, his love festival, Radharani. These obeisances that Krishna offers to the sakis are a full festival of joy for Krishna. Ananda Utsav, Nati Ananda Utsav. How beautiful is relishable Rasik Nagar when he takes shelter of the sakis. Amen. That's when he looks most beautiful, when he takes shelter of me. As a Sakhi Manjari Radharani. I'll see what I can do for you. I'll take your case under consideration. Don't call us, we'll call you. Take my number. Yeah, I'll take your number. But don't call us, I won't call you. You can count on that. Right? Yes, Jesse? Yeah, right. The mother and Mahabharata of Sri Radhika is in the Sakhi's hands. That's an interesting sentence. The modern Mahabhav of Radhika is in the Sakhi's hands. That's why it says the Sakhi control the Leela. Very interesting sentence. Very much meaning there. That's why Rasika Shekhar Sham finds so much relish in offering obeisances to them. Because his ulterior motive is to get a hold of that modern Mahabhav. Get a hold of that Mother Mahabharata personified, which is in the hands of the controllers, the Sakhis. So no pleasing me, no helping you. The Sakhis consult Shyam and try to bring him before Radhika. They ask her, why is she angry with him? When they hear Srimati's explanation, the Sakhis take Shyam's side. Why? Not the Manjaris, what's the Sakhis? Speaking on behalf of the Manjaris, we're not voting that way. We're voting the other way. Making Radha understand that she's angry for that reason. Krishna would never make a verbal mistake of calling Radharani Chandravi. Now Krishna's very humble. This is what the Sakhis are comforting and telling to Radharani. Now Krishna's showing you great humility. Now is the right time to give up your mind and become pleased with Shyam again. If you continue your love sulk, your huff, your haughty mood, Krishna will leave and you'll greatly regret that later. That's called Kalahantarita Nayaka Bhav. It's the type of bhav that arises Kalahantarita, after Kalahantar, after fighting, after arguing, after disagreeing. Then the lover runs away. from the beloved. Then the beloved said, oh, I mean, it was, I drove away. I didn't want that. Backfired. I was too heavy. Anyway, oh, he calls me up, oh, he comes back. He'll regret it. Second, he'll greatly regret it later. They're scaring, trying to scare around. You don't make up, you're gonna regret it. You're gonna get whopped, you know. They're threatening Radharani, can you imagine that? The Queen of Vrindavan are threatening Vrindavaneshwari, Rajeshwari, Sri Veda Bharatishwari. Akeshwari, Rajeshwari, Sri Veda Bharatishwari. Shivari Ishwari,
Rameshwari,
Shmeshwari, Pranani,
Pranodakane,
Varakiva Taksha. You'll regret it later. Here are your second arguments, Rani thinks. They're right. How many times did Nagara call me Chandranani? Looking at her face, the Sakis understand that Radharani's huff, her man, is diminished, and that she will forgive Nagar everything if he comes now and apologizes to her. Get down your hands and knees. I'm really sorry. Please forgive me. I know what it feels like. She'll forget everything if now he comes and apologizes at my feet. They're go-between, the second go-between, the go-between, lover, beloved, Nayaka, Nayaka, Nayaka. So they patch up, they fix up Radharani, then they run to Sham, tell his condition, what's the news? Kepasa, Kya Samachar, what's going on? So they run to Sham, and they say, look, listen, we think Radharani's anger is subsiding, but simply offering your obeisance to us, you cannot please her. Now you have to go bow down to Manamayi Radharani. Manamayi, she's made of man, and beg forgiveness from her. Only in this way will you get her mercy. Shinada Pishmi Chena Chori Vasishana Vanina Vanidena Kirtanisalami. It starts there. It starts in Nikunja Lila. Comes into Gaurlila, comes into Sarka Vastu, and the sadhana Vyas also. Humility, submission. Apologizing, feeling sorrowful, feeling repentant. It's all part of bhajan and the platform of sadhana. It's all part of lila and the platform of siddhi. So I think that's the end of the lila there. So now there's points of lila. Points of Tatra, that was the lila behind this verse 112, revealed by Nathdas Babaji Maharaj. Very nice lila. And now he discusses some points of Tatra. One point of Tatra he makes is that we worship Krishna to attain Radharani. The Kinkaris worship Krishna to attain Sri Radha. They don't worship Krishna independently of Radharani. The Dasis know this very well. They quote Lankar Kostu by Kavi Karanpur. A very nice Sanskrit verse. Bina Radham Krishna Nakalu Sukada na, Sana Sukada. Anyway, Bina Krishna, Bina Radha. Translation. Without Radharani, Krishna does not give happiness. Without Radha, Krishna does not give happiness. Without Krishna, Radharani does not give happiness. Just as the night without the moon is not beautiful. The moon is not beautiful without the night. The night blooming Kamu flowers are not beautiful without either of them. So there's no nighttime when the flowers bloom. There's no moonshine which causes the flowers to bloom. Then there's no moon, there's no night. Then the Kamu flowers are unhappy. That's a supporting verse, not those quotes. The Manjari Bhava Upasakas means practitioners practicing sadhana to attain Manjari Bhava and taste and relish Manjari Bhava. They taste the full nectar of delicious sweetness simply by worshipping Radharani. The beauty of the hearts of the Manjaris cannot be understood by those who fix their puja and their upasya on Bhagavan. Without Srimati, the world of the Manjari Bhava Upasakas is dark. Even Krishna's mercy cannot light up that darkness. There's also another verse towards the end of this book, end of Rarasunati, verse 259. Prabhupada says that he explains how all the sadhana, because we talk about Manjari Bhava Sadhakas, means you're doing Manjari Bhava Sadhana, which is a form, in specified form of Raghunuga Bhakti, Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti. So in verse 259, he explains how Raghunuga Bhakti Sadhaka in Manjari Bhava, who desires to attain the service of Radharani and the Kunjas of Vrindavan as his Priyojan, as his Sadhya, sadhana to attain his sadhya, how everything he does is related to Radharani. So he says, Dayam tam shiki pichamolim anisham tan namas sankirtayan nityam tach charanambuja paricharama tan mantra varyam japan shirava paradasyam eva prama vishta ridya daryan Kari sham taranugrahena paramadbhut anuragotsav. It's an utsav of anurag and it's supremely, unlimitedly transcendentally adbhut, amazing. Translation. Manjari Bhava Sadhaka will constantly meditate on Krishna. Shiki Pichamoli. That means Krishna wears a peacock feather crown, more mukut. And the Manjari Bhava Sadhakas will do Nam Sankirtan, Tan Nam. Tan means his Nam. The Manjari Bhava Sadhakas, they will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra Nam Sankirtan. Because sometimes very neophyte beginning devotees, especially from the West, don't have any proper culture of tattva or proper rasic sangha or sangha with Raghunuga Bhaktas. They get the idea that Radharani is the goal. Radhasyam, service to Radharani, is the goal of Bhakti Bhajan and what Lord Chaitanya came to give. So why should we chant Hare Krishna? Just chant Radharani. Chant 16 rounds of Radharani mantra. Radhe, 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 Sham. Sham, 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 Radhe, 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 Sham, Radhe, Sham, 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 Radhe, Radhe. That's whatever they make up. But that's not the idea. So they're missing the secret of bhajan. Nam Sankirtan, Krishna's name, is the key to bhajan and Gaudiya Sampradaya. There's no other Nam bhajan. So everything is perfect if you're doing Nam bhajan, Krishna Nam bhajan, with the right abhishta, mano abhishta, right mental aspiration, right sankalpa. Sankalpa means vow, determine your intent. Sankalpa means your intention. Why you're doing what you're doing. Why are you doing your sadhana? Why are you chanting Krishna's name, Hare Krishna mantra, in japa and Harinam, Sri Sankirtan, Harinam? Why? It gives, he said, Prabhupada Saraswati says here, Sri Para Dasyam means Sri Radasyam, Paramavishnu Riyadharyan, Riyadharyan, I'm holding in my heart. This is my heartfelt, cherished desire, Riyadharyan, Parama Adbhuta Vishnu. I have an amazing, amazing, astonishing aspiration, heartfelt, cherished desire. A Vishnu means heartfelt desire, desire. What you want in your heart of hearts, above anything else and everything else in the world, is a service or always lotus feet. This is Manjari Bhav. This is what Lord Chaitanya came to give. And this is what all our acharyas are teaching also. Param Abhishtam Riyadharyam Rarapadasyam. So that one Abhishtam we maintain when we're chanting Gopal Diksha Mantra, Kam Gayatri Diksha Mantra, chanting Maha Mantra, doing puja. So when I'm serving Krishna's lotus feet in puja, I'm meditating, I want to be Radharani's servant. When I'm chanting quietly my japa of my Diksha Mantras, which is the best of mantras, I'm chanting them with the idea, Krishna, I'm chanting your holy name, please make me a servant of Radharani. So if you're chanting Maha Mantra on the streets and you're always thinking, oh Maha Mantra, oh Krishna Nam, please make me a pure servant of Radharani's feet. That's Raghunu Bhakti, that's Manjari, that's Harinam Sankarsana Manjari Bhav. You don't have to chant Radharani like a crazy guy. A lot of people get into this idea. They come to Vrindavan, every tree says Radhi Radhi, every kid says Radhi, every monkey saying Radhi Radhi. There's a song in Hindi about that. Nidhi ban me bandur bole, Nidhi ban me bandur bole, Shri ra 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 ra, Shri ra 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 ra. Yamuna bi the Yamuna bi ke the heavy. You go to the Yamuna Bay, the waves in the Yamuna River are chanting, Shri ra ra ra. Monkeys are chanting, dogs are chanting, everyone's chanting. But we're not chanting. We chant also sometimes. But not in our main, not 16 rounds or 1 lakh of rain. Wouldn't be a bad idea though. I wouldn't discourage it also. I'll leave it open. But first do 60 rounds minimum. Do 60 rounds Maha Mantra job, then do one lakh round mantra. 100,000 times a day say Radha Radha. 1 lakh is 100,000 times. Radha 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 Radha. See how many times you do it a minute. I don't think there's enough minutes. There's 12, how many minutes in a day? 1,200 minutes.
3,600.
No, 1,200. Drink more hot milk. Your brain's not working. Take bala, herb bala, ashwagandha bala, brahmi. Take a compound. Get your brain together. bala, ashwagandha. Ashwagandha's a little dangerous though for a young guy. Take bala and brahmi. It's good for booty. Brahmi for booty. Brahmi, you know, like Lord Brahma, four heads. Take Brahmi, you get four heads. You know. Take Brahmi Rasayana. So what else? Okay. So holding in my heart the supremely cherished eternal service of those to your Radharani. Oh when, by Krishna's grace, will I take part in the extremely astonishing festival of divine love? Param Adbhuta Utsav Anurag, Anurag. Sneha Man Pranaya Rag Anurag Bhav Mahabhav. Anurag turns into Mahabhav. So Anurag is a very high level of love festival. Madhur Ras Utsav. So that's the point of that how worshiper Krishna, we attain Radharani. So what? So we have to worship. We worship Krishna to attain Radharani. Who does Krishna worship to attain Radharani? Sakhi Manjaris. So we also worship Krishna to attain. That's what our sadhana is about. But we also pray the Manjaris and Sakhis to attain Radha service. I think that's. Let's see any other point. Oh, this is another point Balaji Maharaj makes. How the Braja Gopis are superior to the Dwarka queens. Balaji told that. By Rukmini fainting and Radharani doesn't faint. But also, there's quite a lot of analysis. The prem rati of the queens of Dwarka is called Samanjasarati, and the Gopis is called Samartarati. All their love, everything is directed to one, for one person, for one consideration, Krishna's pleasure. But the Dwarka queens, Samanjasa, the word Samanjasa means proper, just, mannerly, righteous, means righteous love, proper love. It's not unlawful love, it's not paramour love. It's all very formal and following all strict rules and regulations of pati dharma, sati dharma, and grihastha dharma. For example, when Krishna kidnapped Rukmini, that's a very intimate Madhurya expression. Rukmini came out of the Chandrabhaga Durga temple, and Krishna kidnapped her, put his arm around her waist, threw her on the chariot. Very intimate. She died because you're not supposed to put your arm around the waist of some woman that's not your wife on her marriage day, especially. So, but they start off pretty intimate. So as soon as Rukmini got to Dwarka, she said, Where are you going to put me? I have to stay with some other queen or stay with Rohini. I'm going to stay with Rohini till you probably marry me. With a proper Vivaha Utsav. All the rites and rituals, 10-day marriage program, you know, Indian marriage, 10 days, fingernail painting and bangle changing. Tikas and bikas and all this stuff. Eat this feast, eat that feast, wear this dress, wear that dress, do this puja, that yoga, go here, go there. After 2 weeks, it's all said and done. You can move and sit, you're so tired. So I asked you, did you go on honeymoon? No, after we finally moved in, we both slept for a week. We had 2 weeks off for vacation for our marriage. First week was spent in getting married, second week was spent in recovering, and we went back to work. There was no honeymoon. We're going on honeymoon next year. That's Indian marriage. Right? Right. I know very well all about it. I've been here for 36 years. Never married, but I watched. Well, not that stupid. Well, stupid, I admit, but not that stupid. Okay, I think that's it for it. This verse, and so it's interesting, because most people, the one last point, why the Manjaris pray to Krishna instead of Radharani? Because most people, they pray to Krishna to help them out. Janam Dei, give me money, give me followers, give me peace, give me this, give me that. People are always begging Krishna, asking him to do miracles, make all kinds of arrangements and do magic shows and, you know, produce gold in his hand and all kinds of things going Krishna to do. But the Manjaris, they don't have much use for Krishna, really. What? They don't have that much use for Krishna. But if they're going to do anything with Krishna, they'll offer a prayer to him. Krishna Prarthana. Oh, Krishna comes to the Gopi, Anything to do with it? No, I might be wrong. I'm like you, I'm wrong, I'm up to come. I'm blissful in myself, I'm wrong, up to come. I have no desire to fulfill. You're like me. Yeah, I like you. I'm part and parcel of you. Didn't you read the Gita? What is it, 7:14? Mayvan showed. That's 7:14? What's the whole verse, sir?
Jiva Bhuta Sanatana.
So Krishna says in Gita, the Atma, the Jivamas are part and parcel of you. So you're off to come, and out to Ram, you're off to Ram, off to come. Oh, do you have Jesus? Oh. I can do anything for you. Really, anything? I don't have much use for you. I'll do it good without you. Who do you think you are? I'm Rarai Swanjari. Acha. Don't know about it. Excuse me. Well, anyway, let me ask one more time. You have any desire? Okay, that's what you can do for me. Here's. Please bless me that I attain Radharani's lotus feet, okay? Oh, sure, I can do that. Okay, Bhavatu. So we'll continue tomorrow with Radharani. Jai, Jai, Shri Radhe.